Today is Tuesday, January 26, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I had a 10 o'clock meeting last night. And why? I don't know. I feel like I talk so much about my work, and I hope that you guys, because I feel like talking about work is probably incredibly boring, but it's just, I don't know. This is the only place that I can vent and really talk about. I don't know what I can vent to Mark, but he can only handle so much. Sometimes I'll vent to Mark and he'll get this face, this look on his face, like, ugh. Oh, he's venting again. He's really good at listening because he'll just sit there and listen. And most men, you know, would, and me included, when someone tells me their problems, I want to solve those problems. I want to do whatever I can. They tell me, I'm like, well, why don't you apply for other jobs? Why don't you, maybe you should get with management and go over the issues that you're having and possibly come up with a roadmap for solutions to those problems and that sort of stuff. When a lot of times when people are telling you their problems, they just want you to listen and say, oh, I'm sorry that's going on. That's, you know, that's so difficult. That must be such a challenge for you. But anyway, so, you know, he will listen, but, and it's very good that he'll just listen and not try to solve the problem. But after a while, his eyes just kind of glaze over. Maybe he rolls his eyes and is like, oh my God, get over yourself. You get paid quite a bit of money to deal with those frustrations. But I had a 10 o'clock meeting. Woe is me. I know I had a 10 o'clock meeting, but I feel like some people at age 42 might go to bed. I know Baron Frosty probably gets in bed around 7:30 p.m. after he eats his dinner at 4:30. And we all know Big Fatty would be in bed by 6 p.m. in the evening or whatever, unless he has a gentleman caller coming over. Or maybe he wakes up and maybe he goes to sleep, and then when it goes bring, 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 and he hears that noise, it wakes him up. He's got it set extra loud and it wakes him up. But it was a pain in the butt. I needed to cook this meal for, and I'm not going to talk too in detail about this because this is a throwing down story. So all of you guys, I don't even know how you do it, actually. I should really find out what the Patreon situation is for throwing down. But basically, throwing down is a benefit of the Afterthought Media Patreon. So you guys can go over there and hear the story. But I needed to cook. I kind of procrastinated like I normally do. And I needed to cook the meal for that we're going to talk about today on Throwing Down. And I was missing some ingredients because I'm forgetful and I didn't get the ingredients when we were at Walmart. So I recorded the episode and then we had to run out and purchase the ingredients. And that was a little bit of an adventure on its own, which I'll talk about on Throwing Down. But I had to come back and then, you know, cook the dinner. And it didn't take a long time to cook. And there was a little bit of an added, you know, complexity because I'm trying to do Weight Watchers and I'm trying to be good. So I don't want to have cheat meals in the middle of the week. So I had to figure out how to kind of modify stuff. But I did that. And then we sat on the couch and started doing our TV watching because my meeting wasn't until 10 o'clock. And so we had a little bit of time for TV watching. And last night it was game show night. And I don't know if you guys, anyone, we love game shows. We love reality shows where there's a competition. So, for instance, Survivor, Big Brother, what's the other one? The bum, 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 bum. I can't remember. The one with, I think he's Australian and they travel around the world. The Great Race. The Great Race? Yeah, maybe. So anyway, we like that one. Basically anything that's a competition. We also like the Food Network competition shows. We actually started watching a new one recently where they give these people leftovers. So today, for instance, they said, but that's more of a lunchtime show for us. And they say, hey, here's some leftovers from Thanksgiving meal. And you have some sausage stuffing, and you have some ham, some leftover ham, and you have green bean casserole and an apple pie, leftover apple pie. And we want you to transform these ingredients into a completely new meal. So that anyway, they do that, and we like that one, and whatever. We like reality competition shows. And so that's probably why that's all that Food Network is nowadays, is reality competition food shows, because people like those. But, you know, it's easy not to, you don't have to really think. You don't have to really know what's going on. You just can kind of watch and tune in and see what kind of beautiful food they're making, or in some cases, hideous food. So last night was kind of a game show night, because we had a couple of recorded game shows that were, and I'm a little bit behind on Big Fatty, so I don't know if he's watching this, but there's a show called The Chase. And we had originally seen this on Game Show Network. They brought it over from, well, I don't know this for sure, but it seems a lot of game shows are brought over from England and from Great Britain. Actually, Mark and I were having a conversation about Great Britain. He asked me these questions that I don't know the answer to quite often. I thought I was a smart individual, and then he'll ask me questions and I won't know the answer. So then I have to say, well, I don't know. Maybe we should Google that. And he asked me, he said, is Ireland a part of the United Kingdom? And are Scotland, England, Wales, and Ireland all their own country, or are they separate countries? And so I said, well, I think Ireland is part of it. But then again, I'm not, you know, there's a northern and a southern Ireland, and I'm not really sure. And I believe the UK is a country, but I believe that the, you know, Scotland, Wales, England, Ireland are states or something. I don't really know. I mean, they have some sort of independence. So I Googled it, and apparently it's kind of a nebulous thing, because yes, UK is the country, but they refer to them as countries within a country. And they all have certain level of independence from the Queen now. But it's really weird. Like, it's almost like they don't have a name for what they are. I mean, technically UK is the country. But Scotland is separate. Wales is separate. It's almost like states, but they don't call them states. Like, they have a federal government, which is the Queen. And then they have state governments. But they don't have a good name for them. Anyway, regardless, that's the kind of thing he'll ask me, and I'll be like, I don't know. And Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom, but Southern Ireland is not, for anyone who wanted to know. And so I don't even know why I got into that discussion. I can't remember what, but game show night, ladies and gentlemen, game show night. So, oh yeah, because Great Britain, I think they originally are the ones that came up with this game show, but it's called The Chase. And I think I talked about it last week or the week before when we started watching it. But last night they had, I want to say his name was Brad Rutter. And we thought he was not going to do very well, because when they had the most recent Jeopardy Tournament of Champions or whatever it was, Brad Rutter did horribly. They were just wiping the floor with him. I mean, wiping the floor. And he did really well. He won. Spoiler alert. For any of you that are watching The Chase, sorry. He did a good job. So we watched that. And then they've been doing Celebrity Family Feud. Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. And that brings back memories, because I remember back in the day when I was growing up, my parents would turn on the world news, which would come, the world news would come on around 5 p.m., and we would have Peter Jennings or Tom Brokaw or I don't know, whoever it was. And then they would last for about 30 minutes. And then when that went off, I believe Jeopardy would come on next at 5:30. And then Jeopardy would last until 6. And then at 6, I believe we would have Wheel of Fortune. And so now they have Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. Last night, we didn't really know the folks. They're from some online or some television reality game show called Holy Moly. It's a golf thing. And you'd think Mark and I had watched that, because, again, it's a reality competition show, but we haven't. So we watched that, and we watched both of those things, and they were enjoyable. And then I had my meeting. And my meeting went long. It went until 11:15. And we have to watch something light before we go to bed. And so luckily we hadn't finished Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, so we finished that, and then we went to bed. When we got in bed, I've been watching this show on YouTube called How to Cake It. I find the lady really funny, and she does really amazing cakes, so I've been watching that in bed. And then today has just been one meeting after the other. It's ugh. Good thing they pay me. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 3, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Did I get my phone number right? Oh my God, you guys, I'm getting old. I'm going to have to look. I know the music ran out, but I'm going to have to look because I think I gave the wrong phone number. It's 479-221-9393. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.